Sukkah, Gimel Mishnah Yud Beis. Bishon Ha'ay Lulav Nitel B'Mikdash Shiva. In the time of the Beis HaMikdash, a Lulav was taken in the Beis HaMikdash 7 days of Sukkot. The Torah says, Lifnei Hashem Elokeichem Shivas Yamim, but not outside the Beis HaMikdash. Uva Medina, which the Rav learns is outside the Beis HaMikdash, even in Yerushalayim, Yom Echad, only the first day of Yontif. That was during the time of the Beis HaMikdash. The Rambam, famous Rambam Shita, the Rambam holds that every time it says the Mikdash in the Mishnais, it's also including Yerushalayim. That in Yerushalayim, according to the Rambam, it was all 7 days. Mikdash is including Yerushalayim. And Medina, anywhere outside Yerushalayim, it was 1 day. Mishachar of Beis HaMikdash, Hiskin, Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai, Shia Lulav, Nitel, B'Medina, Shiva. When the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Yochanan ben Zakkai made a takana that the Lulav was taken 7 days, even outside the Beis HaMikdash, or according to the Rambam, outside Yerushalayim also. Zecher LaMikdash, as a Zecher LaMikdash, all 7 days, Midrabanan. Midiraisa still is the first day, but even the other 6 days of Sukkot, one would still take the Lulav. And the interesting Makor, Taisizanta brings, the Pasuk in Yirmiyah, when it talks about longing for the Beis HaMikdash, the Pasuk says, Tzion Dorish Ein Lo. There's nobody seeking out Tzion, which implies that we should be seeking it out. And just having the Lulav and Esrog that we take at the other days of Yom Tovim, this Takana, it's almost like us seeking out the Beis HaMikdash in a certain way. And the other Takana he made, V'shiye Yom Hanaf Kulo Aser. And the Yom Hanaf, which is the day of waving the Omer, which is on the 16th of Nisan, the second day of Pesach, that's Kulo Aser. The whole day is Aser. Because like the Rav explains, during the time of the Beis HaMikdash, when they were Makriv of the Omer, they were able to eat the new grains of the earth. Because once they were Makriv of the Omer, the grains that already grew were no longer Chadash anymore. And they can even eat it that day. And when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, since there was no Omer that was brought, it was Mutter that very day, the second the sun would come out. And the concern was is that in Mirtz Hashem, when the Beis HaMikdash is built, everybody will just think that you can eat the new grains right when it's daytime, because that's what they were accustomed to doing, not realizing that now you have to bring the carbon Omer in order to be able to eat the new grains. So Yochanan ben Zakkai was making a takana that in Mirtz Hashem, when the Beis HaMikdash is built, he was concerned that this would happen. So therefore, he asered the whole day. And perhaps that's why, just thinking that's why this Mishnah is really has nothing to do with Sukkot. Maybe the reason that it's grouped here in the same Mishnah, this halacha of Yom Hanaf, is that it's similar to the first takana of Yochanan ben Zakkai. Because that also, like we said, Taisantav said, the mitzvah of taking the lulav all 7 days has to do with a longing for the Beis HaMikdash in the future. It's a takana for the future. Just like this Yom Hanaf was also a takana for the future. As a takana when, in Mirtz Hashem, the Beis HaMikdash will be built. B'meir b'yameinu. Amen.